In Moscow today, Russian President Vladimir Putin held his second ever full-fledged news conference. Putin looked relaxed as he fielded 39 questions on everything from foreign policy to what one reporter called a growing presidential personality cult. NPR's Lawrence Sheets was there.
In a giant Kremlin hall decked out with Russian tricolor flags, Putin took questions from the 700 reporters for 2.5 hours, 60 minutes longer than planned. His appearance came amidst a busy diplomatic schedule. Putin this week attends meetings of the Group of Eight in Canada. In the last month, he signed accords with the U.S. and NATO and played mediator between India and Pakistan. Today, Putin linked his growing international profile to his goal of strengthening the economy and getting Russia into the World Trade Organization.
Building our economy is our main task, and we can't do this without building trust. Russia has to move from a country which was either an opponent or an enemy for the most developed industrial nations to being a full and equal partner.
Putin drew applause from some Russian reporters when he denied that his budding partnership with the West was opposed by the country's conservative military establishment.
It's incorrect to think that domestic and foreign policy come only from the president. I can assure you that I don't lock myself away in a room, come up with an idea, emerge, and then issue orders.
Putin insisted Russia's military brass understood the realities of the modern world. Most of the questions, though, were about domestic problems like crime and corruption and economic reforms. One of those reforms is a pending law allowing the privatization of Russian farmland. It's a sensitive topic here. Putin took a swipe at former President Boris Yeltsin in vowing that the reform would now be orderly and fair.
The point is that what has been privatized and what's to be privatized should be governed by a uniform federal law according to uniform rules and not as it has been done to date, haphazardly.
Many of the Russian journalists in attendance today came from far corners of this vast country. One asked the president to investigate alleged electoral fraud. Another complained about the lack of judicial independence. A Chechen reporter asked about so-called cleansing operations by the Russian army, in which many civilians have been murdered. Putin said the operations would end, but only after Chechnya's Russian-installed government assumed more control. Another reporter inquired about what she said was the growing Putinization of Russia, a personality cult including Easter eggs with a president's likeness. Putin ruefully acknowledged that in one city, even a bar was named after him.
I don't know who's writing what on eggs. I haven't seen them, but the Russian bureaucrat is an inventive sort. I'm against these things.
President Putin got mixed reviews from the Russian press corps here. Andrei Zolotov writes for the Moscow Times.
Overall, I think now we can say that there is a tradition, of an annual presidential press conference with a large group of journalists. And I've been able to speak to some of my colleagues just now, and the general overview is the same, is that there is of course, a large part of it is staged, but the impromptu component of it was also pretty interesting.
Most agreed that the Kremlin leader, now more than halfway through his first term in office, is looking more and more self-assured. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.